What's your irrational fear? It's 99.7 DJX. Kate Winslet said this.
I'm honestly not brilliant with cows.
I'm not brilliant.
I'm not brilliant with cows.
With cows. And she didn't really have a good, legitimate reason to be terrified of cows, other than the fact that someone just said, hey, you better watch it when they switch their tails. They could charge.
They could be unhappy.
They could be
unhappy. And they might charge. And so it's never happened to her. She just told
it
could.
Right, right, yeah. Exactly. So what is your irrational fear? And, you know, I said, man, it's those open bodies of water where you can't see land.
Yep.
And I think that's probably it for me. And I remember this popped up for my wife where it was going over bridges, especially when there were so many of those. There was a period of time where there were bridges collapsing in the news about once a month. And then the Brent Spence Bridge right over there up near Cincinnati had issues. And she's just like,
nope.
Yeah, I hold my breath when I go over bridges.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of, like, I've never had a desire to go on a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Titanic. Second of all, I don't have any desire to be sick on a cruise ship. And I've heard, you know, that can just spread like wildfire on a cruise ship if people get sick and you'd be thrown out. And no, I want no part of it. Like, I would just send me to a resort and I'm good.
What's your irrational fear?
I have an irrational fear of weed whackers.
Weed whackers. Okay. 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 Do tell.
If I'm using it, I'm fine.
Okay. That's good.
If I see someone else using one, I feel like I'm going to get hit in the face or hit in the eye with a rock or something.
Those can throw things. Yeah.
Sure. I get it. I get it. Rachel.
See, I was thinking that you might like get your ankle like all sliced up from the spinny line.
The
spinny line.
Okay.
Yeah, I want no part of that.
Rachel texts in and says, I have an irrational fear of cannibalism or zombies. Absolutely terrified it will really happen. Wow. That's something.
I'm going to eat your face.
Yeah. I'm going to eat your face.
I mean, if Walking Dead shows like that have taught us nothing.
My gosh, right?
There's been enough movies made about them.
Got another message from a listener via text, which, by the way, you can always text in 502-795-1997 or comment at Ben and Kelly Show. I loathe staying in a building or a hotel above floor four, for fear of it collapsing.
Oh, anything above four floors?
Fourth floor.
Definitely
she's
in
like,
danger
I'm
of
out.
Collapsing.
I'm
okay.
out. I'm out.
All
nope.
right.
Nope. Nope.
I got it. Laura says, I have a fear of balloons and a can of biscuits.
What?
Because the biscuits can pop.
Oh, yeah. I got it. I got it.
And I guess the balloon popping also not great for Laura.
It's that anticipation. A guy got a text from Brent, says, irrational fear of driving beside a semi on the interstate. Yeah.
Yes.
Worrying that their tire is going to blow and blow out right in my car.
Yes, that's not going to be great. Mama Shark is kind of the same way. I've got an irrational fear of being behind log trucks.
Oh, well, my gosh. What is it? The movie? That basically sealed it for all of us back in the 90s.
Yep. I want no part of that.
What was yours?
Passing tractor trailers on the highway.
Yeah. Same deal. Same deal. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Brad is afraid of cotton balls.
Why?
I hate the tactile sensation.
Oh. Okay.
And Final Destination was the movie we're all thinking about.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Because,
it's all about death.
Got one from Meg. Ever since Kevin Ware, former UofL basketball player, had that compound fracture on national TV, I've been terrified of that.
Oh.
And I live a relatively sedentary lifestyle.
So probably not going to happen. All right.
But yes, I think that scarred us all for a while.
Sure. Yes. Amy's afraid of being barefoot in hotel showers.
Okay. These are irrational fears we're going over. And this is
something going to come out of a hotel.
Yeah. I don't know.
Drain. I don't know.
Ashley said that if I put the ceiling fan on high, it'll fall and kill me and I'll die. Well, if it falls and kills you, sorry, it will be.
Right. Like, I'm just going to get sliced up by the ceiling fan. That's not going to be a good way to go. Nope. Karen says I often have nightmares about my legs touching things I can't see in the water.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Kind of goes along with fear of open water because all the things.
Yes.
Creatures.
Jesse said, I watched too many horror movies with my cousins growing up.
Sure.
So I have a night light on, and I have to have my covers up over my neck because of vampires.
Because that's going to deter them.
Because of vampires. I love it. These are irrational fears. You know, fears that maybe aren't founded in anything legit.
Yes. Oh, elevators, another text for that. Michael, truck driver, took offense to all the truck driving fears. So.
Well, you know, I'm not saying that.
It's not saying against the driver.
These are irrational fears.
Right.
Irrational fears.
Well, Lisa's got an irrational fear of earthworms. They're looking at you. They're mooning you. You don't know what end is what,
they're
sneaky little bees.
That's funny. You guys.
Gosh.
These are good.
I got another text, terrified of the Burger King king. The mascot.
Yeah, the mascot.
They think he's creepy.
Well, I will say that my daughters, I would say that they have an irrational fear of mascots.
Mascots in general.
Yeah. They dislike mascots very much so. Like Buddy the Bat. Nope. Didn't want anything to do with him when they were little.
He looks so happy. I know, such a
happy guy. You know, I've met the dude personally before. Yeah. He's a great guy. And
was that right after your girls melted down meeting him?
Hey, Buddy the Bat. and they're like, no.
Kelly from Crescent Hill, jellyfish. Sure, no one wants to be stung. But if it keeps you from ever going in the ocean, which it kind of does mean now.
Really?
Yeah, there was a time when we were at Crab Island in Destin.
Okay.
And they had a big inflatable bouncy thing in the middle of Crab Island. And so we had our little rented pontoon boat and we stayed there. And then we had to walk through the water to get to the bouncy. And well, my son got stung like 3 times way to the bouncy.
So that's a rational fear.
There were a lot of jellyfish that day. And he got stung a lot. He ended up having to pee on his own arm.
All right, well. We could literally talk about this because you guys are texting in a lot. So we
wait a second. Dan's going to shut it down though.
All right. Last one.
Dan is afraid of being framed for murder or any other major crime.
Okay.
I've always had a fear of ending up in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's going to be like mistaken identity, but that's the guy.
And then you get nervous when you're under interrogation and then you end up incriminating yourself
they think you're guilty.
Yeah.
Yep. Why are you so nervous?
You're like, I just said, I did not.
Okay, I get it.
All right, those are good.